to the Viking Voices podcast sponsored by Hy-Vee. I'm your host, Austin Bramley, joined by Greg Benstock, who's the assistant men's and women's cross-country and track and field coach here at Augustana University, and student-athlete Callie DeWitt, who's also on the track and field team. Greg, we'll talk to you first. Just kind of how's the outdoor season going for you guys so far?
The outdoor season's been in progress since the end of March, but I feel like it's almost just getting started. We had a handful of athletes that got out to California last week, and that felt like our first, really good weather meet we've had. The weather didn't cooperate with us early on, but you know what? We were in the same situation as everyone else, so it didn't let us affect us that much. Times are times, and jumps, distances are just starting to come around now, and I'm really looking forward to the next three weeks, as that's really what we train for. All these first meets, we really kind of train through them. We know we're not going to have our fastest times or hit our biggest marks early on. We train that way, and we're really now looking for these last 3 weeks. This is where we really want to see things to come together. When the weather's not cooperating, we kind of throw times and distances a little in out the window. We're training, we kind of forget about that because it's more about mental toughness, mental fortitude, because the weather is not going to always allow the times to be spectacular. But training through that type of conditions really sets us up well. And we're just going to be a tougher athlete because of it.
And Callie, you're a freshman here. You've already broken the school record in the 60 meters indoor with the time of 7.61 and the 100 meters outdoor. Talk about just kind of what Coach Benstock was saying, how you've been able to be really successful here so far, and how does that translate from practicing and then onto, into the real competition?
I kind of surprised myself, actually, because in high school I used to hate competing in cold weather, mm-hmm. because, yes, you do expect your times to be slower, you to be slower, you don't warm up as well, but like Greg said, we train through it, and so it's made us stronger, and so then we do end up getting those times, even in the bad weather, which then gives us more confidence for when that good weather does come, we'll be ready for it, we'll be powerful and even get even better times.
Coach, we kind of gave an overview of kind of how the outdoor season's going so far, but who individually has kind of stood out for you guys?
Yeah, we've had a number of athletes. I think Anthony Huber in the throws, he's a senior this year. He's just really had a great season, both indoors and now moving into outdoors. He's an athlete that really stands out to me. We've had some on the distance side of things. We've had some really great performances. We had a group of athletes travel over to Wisconsin, and they found a little bit better weather over there. A 5K that was really set up well. Mackenzie had a great performance there, and she's really knocking at that national qualification. She's qualified, but she's really looks to maybe make the national meet in that 5K with that performance. Miss DeWitt's done an amazing job as a freshman. I don't put a lot of pressure on the freshmen their first year. I really want them to really understand college track and field and make it more of a process that first year. If great things happen, that's really exciting. And I really step up the intensity for her as a sophomore, junior, and senior. That's where I'll start to have more expectations. We've had other, Valerie Gildemaster has had a great year. She's a senior. She's really made big improvements throughout her 4 years here. I brought her in as a 400 meter hurdler, and she's really obviously produced in the 400 meter dash in our 4x4, the open 400 indoors, but she's also really become a great short hurdler, 60 meter hurdler indoor, and now the outdoor 100 meter hurdles. Her specialty is the 400 hurdles, she was a national qualifier last year, and we have those same goals this year. And I know both her and I really want to walk away with her being an All-American her senior year. She's put the work in, and I think she's there. Looking at a couple others, Josh Barrows has had a really great career so far at Augustana, and he'll continue that this outdoor season in both the 800 meter dash and the 400 hurdles as well. just to name a few. There's other great ones out there as well.
Yeah, obviously this track and field program has been very successful over the years and continue to do so. Again, this is the Viking Voices podcast sponsored by Hy-Vee with Greg Binstock and Callie DeWitt. Coach, you talked about, you know, the training and some of that stuff, but how have you guys been able to train with the weather so bad? Are you more just kind of doing stuff inside, or how does that work?
Yeah, I felt like yesterday was our really first true outdoor practice. We've been outdoors practicing, but the weather's been just not cooperating, so it's been cold enough that we weren't fully sprinting at 100%. So we've been inside most of this outdoor season up through last week, and so with the Elman Center, it has its limitations. Mm-hmm. There's some pretty tight curves right there, and so we're really, as we look toward the future, I think a new facility coming down the road is really going to change some of that. But we've just been inside. It's been a little bit harder with some certain events. For example, the hammer throw, you can't do all of that inside with a hammer. The 400 hurdles, for example, it's hard to get your steps down on a smaller track when you are competing on a 400 hurdle track. In a situation like Miss DeWitt, as a short sprinter, we can get a lot of work done. So we can do all the block stuff indoors. The weather's perfect indoors, so we can get a lot done still, and that's what we've just been focusing on.
Cal, you know, Coach Binstock kind of brought up, you know, the new facility that's coming down the road here, the Larson Track and Field Complex. As a student athlete, just talk about how that can really just bring this track and field complex to new heights, not only at Augustana, but just being able to host other schools and stuff like that too.
I think it's going to boost everybody's, like, enthusiasm to track, and like now we actually have our own facility and we don't have to be stuck inside the Elman sharing with the other teams. Sometimes I know sometimes we have to practice along with the volleyball players, and so it can be kind of distracting sometimes when you're trying to focus on your workout, and so having our own facility will help us improve with being able to have a bigger track, and then it'll be kind of nice to sometimes host meets here, and I think it'll end up being kind of fun.
Coach, just piggyback off of Callie's response, from a recruiting standpoint, talk about the impact it could make.
Yeah. We've used the word game changer a lot, and we really think it's going to be a game changer. One, being able to host meets both at the college level, it's really nice to have some home meets where you're not traveling and you're able to sleep in your own bed, and so that's going to be really exciting for us. But then also to bring high school athletes onto campus and be able to just show them the campus. In an ideal situation, we'll have hundreds, if not thousands, of high school student athletes on campus, and many of those will not even aren't thinking about college track and field, but just to bring them onto the campus of Augustana is going to maybe open some doors for our school, but also recruiting wise for those special student athletes that are thinking about moving on to college and track and field, and so just to be able to see them perform and get them on the new beautiful facility is going to help a lot.
Callie, kind of switching subjects here, but just kind of talk about you personally, your biggest adjustment coming from high school to college and the success you've been able to have.
I actually never went to high school. I was homeschooled all through high school since third grade, so I got to participate as a student athlete, I guess you could say, at O'Gorman for just a fee, but I never actually went to O'Gorman, and so now coming to college, it's kind of nice because I have classes with my teammates now, and so I've grown closer to our teammates, which makes track more fun because I have more friends on the team. And then for my success, I'd have to say that I'm just very gifted and that I've been blessed very highly by God, and that I train hard, but yet He still is the one that gave me my talent for running.
Talk about kind of what the decision was to stay, close to home and join Augustana, and what made that decision for you.
I am going, I'm thinking of going to med school, and so Augie's Science Center, their new science center they just built, is what really intrigued me, and then Greg started talking to me about being on the track team, and I was like, oh, you know, that might be kind of fun to do, and so I was also looking at USF, but they didn't have the type of feel, it didn't feel like home, like Augie did when I came here for my visit. which, and then, I mean, it's close to my actual home, mm-hmm. so that's kind of nice, so I can go home on the weekends, if we get back late from a track meet, but I still want to go home, I still have the opportunity to be able to go home, so that's kind of something else that attracted me to coming to Augie.
Well, we're glad you're here, not at the school, you know, just up the road. Coach, talk about, you know, you got a couple meets coming up. The season's not even near over. Talk about the NSIC championships in 2 weeks. You have the Howard Wood Relays and the Drake Relays coming up. Just what are your expectations for the team?
Yeah, this weekend at the Drake Relays, we kind of shift our focus to the actual relay events, to races. We give up a little bit of our open events, which are very important, but this has always been a really fun weekend and tradition for Augustana to really attack those relays and hopefully bring some hardware home. And so, like in Callie's case, for example, we're going to do relays that we don't typically see at the college level or at the conference level at college or at the national level. So we're going to run like the sprint medley relay, and that's a 200, 200, 400, 800. And so we're going to, you know, have some fun with that and really throw down some fast performances. We think we have great opportunities in events like that. So Drake Relays is just an amazing event because you're warming up and competing alongside world-class athletes. I'll go back to when I was a student athlete here at Augustana. I remember when I was at the Drake Relays, I remember side-by-side warming up next to Carl Lewis, and it was just like an amazing feeling to be there. And it's really fun to see our athletes have those same experiences. So that's this upcoming weekend. The following weekend is Howard Wood Dakota Relays, and that's almost feels like a home meet here right in town. Howard Wood is where we spend lots of our time practicing at when we're able to get outside, and so we know that track well. And so we really, it's the weekend before conference, so we really feel like we're going to have some of our best performances at Howard Wood. We get to compete against some other more local schools, but very competitive schools, you know, USD, SDSU, just to name a couple, but they really push us as well. And so we'll, hopefully they bring the best out of us, and that's Howard Wood. Looking ahead beyond that is our conference meet these last 3 weekends. Then we're out to Winona at our conference meet, and that's ideally where we want to have our very best performances. We want to be competing for conference titles, and we're really excited about that, and I'm really anxious to get there. And at the same time, I've got to be focused on being patient and getting through the process the next few weeks.
This is the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee, joined by Greg Binstock, who is the assistant men's and women's cross country and track and field coach, and then Callie DeWitt, who's a student athlete here at Augustana University, a freshman from Brandon, South Dakota. Callie, obviously from Brandon, we've already talked about that, and your ties with Sioux Falls, you know Howard Wood Field. Talk about not only being able to compete outside, but at the Drake Relays too, you're going to be competing in front of a pretty solid atmosphere, weather permitting. So just talk about the drive and maybe the fuel you can get from the crowd and just being able to warm up and compete in front of a pretty big crowd.
Yeah, Drake, I have never been there. Mm-hmm. I've not, like, because high school, we never went there. But my brother actually went to Drake Relays 20 years ago when he was in high school. And so my parents already know, and they're so pumped and excited that I'm going. And the crowd definitely gives me, like, that adrenaline rush that there are so many people there, and like all the other athletes, and the competition that's going to be there is going to be very high. But even though, like, most of the times that would give me like a lot of nerves and like, oh man, there's going to be a lot of people here, mm-hmm. and like the competition's hard, and you may not think, oh, I may not do very well, but those people, even though they may be the world class and or bigger colleges there, I feel like it's good because they will push me to run faster, mm-hmm. to get better, to focus more, and so then I'm hoping to do really well there.
Yeah, and I think you brought up a good point too, which is, I mean, you're standing next to the best of the best, so that's probably going to give you some drive and confidence there too. So just in general, Callie, just talk about how you're preparing for some of these meets that Coach Binstock laid out.
I try to focus, like, mentally a lot, and, like, during practice, I really focus on what he says. Like, if I'm running, like if my form is bad and that I need to fix something, then I try to like almost not over exaggerate, but to really think about it. So, and then I realize that that actually, it makes running like so much easier. Like in the two, Greg said that I'll be in the sprint medley, and so that's going to be a 200, and 200s are a little further than ones, but I mean, he tells me a lot that I need to do to finish that race faster and stronger and to keep pushing. And so when he's telling me at practice, this is what I need to focus on, that's how I focus on running it. And then it turns out that the race gets a whole lot easier.
And then just to kind of switch topics again, but you mentioned earlier, you know, you're able to be in class with your teammates, and you know, is it fair to say that you probably know other student athletes on campus too, not just track and field? Recently, Augustana just did an It's On Us movement on social media. Not sure if you're aware or were able to follow that, but do you feel kind of like proud of your peers and this other student athletes who have kind of stepped up against sexual assault and kind of bring a positive movement to campus?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And that was it's a big thing. And then to step for the student athletes, I know a lot of people like look to us as like kind of like the school pride, and like they look to us as the Augie spirit for being all the sports team. And for us to make such a movement and for all of us to participate in it, then I feel like that will motivate other people to participate in it as well.
And coach, just on the recruiting trail, when you're getting, I always hear coaches talk about trying to recruit the Augustana student athlete. What does that mean to you, or what do you guys look for when you're trying to recruit someone who's going to fit into the campus here?
Yeah, the Augustana student athlete, and I think this is a common thread among many of the coaches. We really want a student athlete that can be successful at Augustana, and I'm talking more in the classroom at this point. And so they've got to be successful out of high school, and Augie's a little bit of a challenging, you know, got some challenging majors and some high academic standards, so it's got to be a really good fit. At the same time, we're looking for that student athlete that can really produce, in my case, on the track or on the runways or and the like. But so it's finding that unique athlete, and I think many colleges are looking for that same one, a great academic that you can be student that you can be really proud of, but both on and off the field, in the classroom and the like. So, you know, when we, you know, I'm looking for a student that is serious about academics, one that wants, that has goals and dreams after college track and field. I mean, I tell every recruit that I talk to that track and field will likely not be paying the bills after graduation. And you've really got to be looking for a program that's right academically that can take you to the next step, whether it's graduate school or, you know, or a job. And so, and that's really important to me, that I want to attract those athletes that are really serious about the classroom.
And what do you think has just been, what's the biggest thing, I guess, for consistency that's kept this program in your mind to continue to be successful?
Well, Coach Hellman, I think that's where it kind of starts. He came in and started a tradition of success. You know, I think it first started at the probably at the cross country level, and he created this championship type atmosphere, and it's just trickled down to the track program as well. I think consistency of coaches. You know, I think when you have a lot of turnover in coaches, I think it's hard to maintain that championship type spirit. But that's one aspect. So I really, you know, hats off to Coach Hellman to creating that type of atmosphere. And I think it just also translates to the student athletes, bringing in that what we said as an Augustana athlete, those students that are doing well in the classroom, and it's that peer pressure of doing well. Both, you know, competing and in the classroom, and that's really what's led to the success of Augustana cross country and track and field.
Well, this has been the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Ivy, Greg, Callie. I just want to say thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.